ശേജോസിഷേജം മയി ദേഹി വീർഗമസി വീര്യമയി േഹി ബലമസി ബലം സയി ദേഹി ഓജോസി ഓജോ മയി ദേഹി മന്യുരസി മന്യും മയി വേഹി സഹോസി സഹോ മാര്യ ദേഹി ശുക്ല യജുർവേദ സംഹിത 29:9. ഓ ലോർഡ്, തോ ആർ ദ എംബോഡിമെൻ്റ് ഓഫ് ഇൻഫിനിറ്റ് എനർജി, ടു ദേ ഫിൽ മീ വിത്ത് എനർജി, തോ ആർ ദ embodiment of infinite virility, do the endow me with virility, though are the embodiment of infinite strength, do the bestow strength upon me, though are the embodiment of infinite power, do the grant power unto me, though are the embodiment of infinite courage, do the inspire me with courage, though are the embodiment of infinite fortitude, do they steal me with fortitude. I will read the two letters from Swami Nisheshananda today. One is dated 25th July 1985. My dear, love and best wishes to you and all friends. Trust all are doing well. Thanks for all your letters. This is a short letter. My hernia is unpredictable. If it comes with pain, it makes its appearance at about 3 p.m. and continues often past 10 at night. I apply the PIFCO massager. It does some good. Now I got the standard bell from London. I have used it thrice with great relief. For the past 1 week, I have been free. But it comes without warning. So I wrote to a person in New York that I have decided not to visit USA. He too informed through Johannesburg relatives that I should not travel if I am unwell. Accordingly, I have written to all our friends in the USA that I have decided not to take the long travel to and from the USA. It's no use wasting money and time to produce a patient Swami to not listen and talk to people, but a patient needing nursing and a bed in a hospital. I can manage short journey, especially in the forenoon, as my visitor, the hernia, appears only in the afternoons. Our annual function in Lusaka, Zambia is on Saturday, 27 July, and that in Harare on 18th August 1985. Swami of the Ramakrishna Center, Durban, will be the guest speaker in both places. On 19th August, we may fly to Bulawayo and from there to Johannesburg on 21st. Then I start my usual round of visits to the different cities. I return here in about 9 weeks. After my return only, I can think of reviving Atma Nivedana. After April 84, I have been unable to send it out. My time has been taken up by various other writing jobs. I am very slow in writing. What others do in 1 week, I do in 1 month. One of the books I now use for my talks here is Three Magic Words by U.S. Anderson. The theme is a progressive application of non-dualism. Another is a book by Frederick Bales, Hidden Power for Human Problems. God is that circle whose circumference is nowhere and his center is everywhere. Page 208. Vivekananda used the same expression long ago. We attract into our lives the physical manifestations of the thoughts we think. He creates his own life in the image of his desires and does the mantle of immortal self, Anderson, page 318. And I love and am beloved, for all things are myself, and I am all things. I unite, I fuse, I become one with universal super subconscious mind. The mask of vanity and ego I shall never wear again. I perceive the magnificent dweller at the center of my consciousness, and I know him to be my very self. Time and space, shadow and substance, what matter these? I am God. 12th meditation, end of the book, page 319. These are three magic words. I am God. With love and best wishes, yours affectionately, Swami Nisheshananda. Another letter. And this one is dated 1st August 1987. My dear, 7 best wishes to you and your family as well as friends. Thanks for the nice letter of 14th August. The troubles could have been cured by natural cure methods if they require patient practices of various remedies. I have a lot of hernia trouble. Friends, as usual, advise surgery. They also advised me to remove cataract, which has made me blind of the right eye. I have refused all surgical intervention. I am regular with steam bath, cold compresses on waist and both legs. My diet is simple as usual. I keep my mind calm and full of faith and positive goodwill to all. I normally do an hour's yoga exercises daily. The body is God's temple, and the personal individual mind is his creative offering. Our thoughts is his infallible creative will. I treat all bodies and seemingly separate minds and movement of thought to be part of the inspiring light. Thought exerts its greatest impact on the body and causes changes in the environment. So I manage fairly well. On September 14th, I complete 88 years. On October 25th, 1987, I also complete 26 years of service in this part of Africa. Our ex-general manager, secretary of the entire organization, is currently here on a 3-month visit to see the development for himself and make a report to the headquarters about the possibility or even necessity of continuing the work here. Shortly after our annual function here on 6 September, we shall together visit important cities in the 3 territories, Zimbabwe, Zambia, and the Republic of South Africa, equal to India in size. For 2 days from tomorrow, we shall by car visit 2 towns, Kwekwe and Gweru, about 150 and 195 miles away from here. We shall return here on Friday, 4 September. I am glad took sannyasa in India. He wrote to me that he is happily doing essential services in and around the USA. Wherever he is, there will be steady progress and silent non-advertising service. May he attain the goal of peace and bliss. Doctor is trying to establish his trust by his habit of service. Funds come, God sends them. He used to send his newsletter to me regularly. I do not know where he is now. He used to give me updated news of all the people in his letters. May God grant him success and peace. I am glad to know that your wife is enjoying her teaching work. Yourself and the other friends and families are constantly in my mind. Here our work is steady, silent, and improving year by year. We have now 4 houses in a line, 31, 33, 35, and 37 Rhodes Avenue. We have 3 more in different parts of the Harare and 1 Bulawayo, 300 miles distance. We have no financial problem. Here is one of my old poems. The blissful, fearless one. All words we speak are used in thought. Do note what come within the field of time and space and be grasped by the mind and organs, motor sense. In dreams and waking states alone, he finds a subject split, the time-space frame and grief, joy, swing. These waves subside in dreamless sleep. The blissful, fearless one who knows that fields and objects come and go, the self in us, the self we are, shines bright beyond all words and thoughts. Another one, plan of energy, play of energy. All liquid, solid, gases form the fields or matter, simply earth, its essence, change to plants and fruits as food for all, takes body shape. Each cell is force in bottles, state unbottled. Force is used for work, to digest food, to refill cells, to think and plan and goals attain. With love and best wishes again, yours affectionately, Swami Nisheshananda. I will close with a prayer. Kayena vacha manasendriyarvya buddhyotmana va prakrute svabhavat karomi adyat sakalam parasmai narayana yet samarpayamim. Whatever I do, either by body, speech, mind or sensory organs, either with my personal knowledge or natural trait, I surrender and submit all to that, to the Supreme Divine Narayana.